in the Gospel by John. The Gospel by John in chapter 3. At verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth may in him have eternal life. Chapter 8, verse 28, Jesus therefore said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am he. Chapter 12. Verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself. When we think of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, we naturally and rightly associate with it the whole matter of sin. Rightly because the Scriptures say so much about his bearing of our sin in his body on the tree. But there are very many aspects of sin set before us in the Word of God. Sin is said to be many things, or sin has many forms. It covers a lot of ground. It relates to quite a lot of matters. It has quite a lot of different effects. But there is one thing about every aspect of sin which they all have in common. As to sin's nature and sin's effect, that common element or factor in all forms of sin is its disruptive effect, its divisive effect. It is divergent. It breaks up the unity of life. Every form of sin does that. Sin, however it is expressed, works out that way. In the Bible, sin is regarded as spiritual disease. We know that the great, perhaps the chief illustration of sin in the Bible is leprosy. And we know that the effect of leprosy is to disintegrate the body, to completely break down its unity, destroy its integration, and that is what God thinks about sin, having chosen that as the chief illustration of sin in its effect. He has put his finger upon that deepest and that universal element in sin. And that shows to us, surely, very forcefully, very clearly, what a terrible thing in the sight of God divisiveness, disruption, disunity, disintegration really is. How contrary to the divine nature, how abhorrent it is to the divine nature. We have vivid pictures of the leper in the Bible, how the leper had to be put outside altogether. And if ever coming into proximity to other people, the leper had to cover his mouth with a linen cloth and go on his way crying in his hollow voice, unclean, unclean, unclean. God laid hold of that as the great symbol of sin and sin's effect, to disintegrate the individual affected and to disintegrate the society to which he belonged, break up fellowship, break up relationship. We'd have no more terrible picture, perhaps, of God's thought about divisiveness, the effect of sin. Well, that is the setting, you see, of the cross. Here we have Jesus saying that the effect of his being lifted up, that is, of his cross, would be to bring together, will draw all men unto myself. The cross would destroy that factor in sin which scatters and divides, breaks up, and counter it and reverse the process and reunite. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Cross would do that because it would deal with the disease that disintegrates, the sin which divides. Now that statement I have made is a very, very great, a very strong statement, a very terrible statement. I have spoken like that because, you know, dear friends, we treat this matter far too lightly. Oh, if I were to speak about sin, sin, and speak on and on about sin, of course you would all thoroughly agree with me and say, oh, let us get as far away from that as we can. Let us do everything possible to get rid of that sin. Who wants to have to do with sin? Who wants sin? We would all say no while you use the word sin. But God calls division that. And are you quite sure that we are as desperate about this matter of division as we are about what we call sin? Are we taking that as seriously as we do what we would call sin? We mention some things that are called sin. We read the headlines of our papers and we won't read any further because there's something in us that revolts against what's there that the world calls sin even. We feel that we are touched with uncleanness. We don't want that. We are only too sorry that it's brought out like that, that it fills our papers and that people want that sort of stuff. We hate it. We loathe it. But God says, the common factor in sin in all its forms is this: it separates. It divides. It breaks up. It breaks down. It disintegrates. And it's the effect that God hates. He hates so much. We shall see why in a moment, why it is like that. But there it is. Coming back to the cross of the Lord Jesus, there's one word that we always associate with the cross and his work in the cross. And that word is atonement. We make his atoning work a fundamental of the Christian faith. We say that it is one of the main planks in the platform, Christian truth. His atoning death. Can't make too much of that. But what do we mean? What do we mean? Well, I suppose we mean that he atoned for man's sin. That would be quite true and right. But dear friends, that is only a very small part of the meaning. The word itself gives us the full meaning. Atonement, at-one-ment. At-one-ment. Set at one. Atoned for sin. Thank God for that. That our sin has been atoned for. We haven't got to atone for our sin. That's very blessed, very precious. We'll cling to that. But that may just take us so far. Just take us so far. And put us in a certain position that we call justification. Righteousness by faith. But atonement means more than that. It means that this common universal factor of separation in all its directions and aspects has been dealt with in the cross. And that the universal effect of the cross is setting at one. Making at one ment. The cross is therefore the great reuniting or uniting power of God. And not to recognize that, certainly to violate that, is to render the whole meaning of Calvary in vain. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? That's a terrible thing. In God's sight, that is what disunity means, what divisiveness means. Making the cross of our Lord Jesus of none effect, if it is true, and it's his own word, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. If that is true, if we haven't found our focus and our unity in Christ, the cross has not done its work. The cross, we have said, is therefore the great power of unification. Now, this brings us back to all that has occupied us in these gatherings. One great thing that has been the fruit of sin in this universe, which has polluted, corrupted, and defiled this whole universe. That disintegrating work of the evil power and powers from the beginning, causing that this has become a universe shot through and through with conflict and strife, division, and all that belongs to that. A disintegrated and shattered creation, which with every attempt of man through the ages can never, never be repaired.